Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you for joining us. It's another rip-roaring week in the world of games journalism, folks. We got news. Reviews, and we got big old spews.
Some people this listen to this at double speed, and right now it sounds normal to them.
I am coming in hot from the commentary box. This is Tommy Dasilo. Thank you for joining us on the wide world of video games. And sitting next to me, he's raring to go. He's fired up.
As I say every week, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, video games. My name is Ben Vanel. And if you want to
chaos
slow that
on
down,
the streets of Baghdad today,
you suck.
What?
I said you suck.
Why?
Very slowly.
I'm Adam as well.
Hey, Adam.
We are all tired as hell. Mm. It's
what are you talking about? I didn't just have to work from 8 a.m. till 4:30.
This is the craziest part of the year as well. It's just constant on the mind.
That's right.
It's the release of some dumb game.
I was going to say it is the first day of the AFL season.
Oh, true.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Round one.
That's it.
Ding ding ding. Ding.
Yeah. No, I'm tired. Adam, I think, is the most tired a person's ever been.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
What a walk back.
Yeah, well, no, genuinely, like, it's not that I'm tired, just my brain is working differently at the moment.
Yeah.
Only about 10% of it is it actually, like, you know when they say people only use 10% of their brains? I'm actually doing that on my current task, and the rest is thinking about DOS beans.
I get you.
It's Comedy Festival next week. Come and see our shows.
Yeah. Yes. They start, we kick off next week, different days of the week.
One week today, if you're listening on Thursday.
Yes, 1 week today. Chimp Cop, yep, and Adam Knox both, mm-hmm, kick off. Mm-hmm. And then the Sunday of that week, ooh, I kick off. And then we are all Sunday on for the next 3.5 weeks until, yeah, April 21st.
Yes.
I have Tuesdays off and you guys have Wednesdays off.
That's right.
Correct? Well, I have Wednesdays off for Chimp Cop and Mondays off for my show.
Oh, okay.
So technically no days off.
Okay.
Well, technically 2 days off.
Yes.
But actually no days off.
Actually.
Yes. The other thing that's happened this week.
Yes.
Very exciting few weeks.
Mm.
We've put up our first a pair of YouTube videos, mm-hmm, on our YouTube channel, which I think there's just an easy URL for.
For our channel, yes. Yeah. YouTube.com/C/filthycasuals.
Wish that fucking C wasn't in there.
Yeah, well, why is that C in there?
Oh, you know what it stands for, boys.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm back in.
Cool.
There's two episodes up. We're playing through A Way Out first.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us going through doing a bit of co-op stuff. I think they're all right. People seem to like them.
Yes.
There's two up now. The reason we put two up is because the audio is a bit off on the first one. Mm. We fix that up for the second one and all the future ones.
Yes.
Mm. So don't be dismayed.
Mm.
No, don't be disapriled. Don't be dismayed this April when you miss out on seeing our comedy festival shows. Come on down. Roll up. I'm so tired.
Did you then run it into that follow-up sentence because saying don't be disapriled sounds
a little close to another word.
Problematic. I do not know what you're talking about.
But wait.
Lots of parking at my venue all through April. Lots of disapriled parking.
Yes.
Available there.
It's worse that you've backed over it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great get, by the way, on us getting YouTube.com getting Filthy Casuals.
Yeah, yeah.
On no other platform have we been able to get that.
Yeah.
Which everyone I would is think some... that YouTube would be the hardest one.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
one of them is some fucking bastardized version where we've had to be like, Filthy Casuals, pod.
Mm. Yeah.
Filthy Casuals, hell yeah. That's our...
Filthy Casuals, underscore, underscore. Mm. You hate when that gets suggested to
oh,
you.
Oh, the worst.
Mm.
But yeah, that's up. I reckon they're fun.
Yes.
I think they're really fun. Week. We had fun doing them.
Yes.
Good response to them so far.
People
and I
have
think
said
they're...
it's like the same way that we make a video games podcast fun and funny.
A mockery of the art form.
Yeah. We've done it to, we've absolutely done it to YouTube Let's Plays, which is nice. It's that was the aim, to bring the chemistry of this to that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really fun to do.
Very
yeah.
oversaturated marketplace.
Yeah. They'll be going up and we'll be recording more all through this April. So jump in there. Whole
I
bunch
can't
of...
wait for dismay.
He's really backing himself. Yeah.
Whole
he's
bunch
really,
of content
really backing himself.
Related to this April.
What do we got, boys? So we're not we're all pretty busy, but you know, the content train has to keep chugging along.
Yes.
You know.
I'm kinda glad that this week had the releases it did, because the Division 2 is the big game that we're skipping.
Right.
And I would have done that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite happy to not feel too guilty about that. But it seems like people who are into the first one are liking the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I've just like had looks at bits and pieces, but it still doesn't seem like it's for me. Especially after the bitter fucking taste Anthem put in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
With that type of game. But no Division 2 review is complete without me giving it a ranking. So here's my ranking
for
Division 2.
What is the scale, first of all?
It's out of political. So the whole game is sort of a political commentary.
Okay.
And it's set in like a destroyed DC.
Oh.
So present day then.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I'm talking about. And I mean culturally.
So on a scale of far left to far right.
Yes.
Far left being... bad.
Far left.
And far right being bad as well.
Yes.
A moderate in the middle being bad.
Okay.
I would give this a libertarian out of far right, which is bad.
That scale was bad.
No, well, drain the scale then. Get rid of the scale.
I'll give it a ee-haw for a donkey vote.
I'll try and play Sekiro maybe before we record next, but I
yes.
don't know. At the moment, I just don't have – I don't know. And, you know, this is pretty typical of me throughout the year anyway, but even more so, I just don't have the brain capacity to play anything too in-depth.
Yeah.
Dude, it's serious. Hard to have enough brain capacity this April. Whatever. Right, I'm not going to keep doing that.
Stop. That's the end of the line for you, my friend.
That's it. We're on hitching the caboose.
The content train is stopping here. End of the line on the content train. Get off. That was the choo-choo.
I'll tell you what I've been playing a lot, though.
I need to go to bed.
I've been playing a lot of Captain Toad. Because I've just been able to do a little level or two here or there.
Yep. I don't have time for any game unless it came out more than 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just catching up.
I always liked it. I had it on the Wii U and never finished it. I got it when it came out on the Switch, but was moving house at the time and then never went back to it.
That's right.
So I think a lot of stuff came out just afterwards.
Mm.
But I've nearly finished it now, and it's great.
Mm.
It's I'm glad I've persevered and made myself go back in on it, because it gets level design more and more creative as it goes along.
Yeah, right.
And just a perfect little one to be able to just go like, you know what, I feel like just 15 minutes of shutting off and distracting myself.
I love the Cap'n.
You love the Cap'n?
Yeah.
Mm.
That is such a good game.
It's great.
Mm.
It's so great.
Yeah.
And the thing that reminded me of it was the DLC came out, I think, last week.
Right.
I was like, I never fucking finished. I never played more than about 4 levels of it.
Mm.
And real fun.
Awesome.
Especially like, so many moments of just the levels just being so interesting and so intricately designed, and just seeing what they've done and going, oh, fucking hell, this is cool.
Yeah.
Like there's one that's themed on the original Donkey Kong arcade, and it looks all kind of retro, but you can sort of spin it around and go back behind in the girders and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Similarly, I actually played a little bit of Barbara's You. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Not heaps, but I agree with what you were saying from what I've played so far.
Yeah, you like it? You like it?
It's cool. It's getting difficult already.
Yeah.
Just where, like, I literally can't figure out what the fuck it wants for me to do.
It spikes almost immediately, doesn't it?
Because it has a mix of, not wordplay, that's not right, but like this weird sort of programming language, very yeah. simple thing.
Right.
Figuring out what combination of that, even if you could just move the blocks anywhere, would get you into the situation that you wanted is quite hard.
Mm.
But then the added spatial reasoning stuff yes. that you've got to do, it gets tough.
Yeah. But I really like that about it though, because you do feel once you get over that hurdle, you feel like a fucking king.
Totally. And the whole thing is lateral thinking.
Mm.
Like, it kind of sets up the levels so it seems like you want to, say, do one thing. Mm. But you actually have to think around it and set up Bubba is you to say Bubba is flag
yeah.
as well or whatever.
There was one that I did that it brought in kind of a new idea into it where I was able to have there was like a stray just is sitting yeah. around, and I had like, I don't know, door is open or whatever, but that wasn't helping me. And then that stray is, I was able to put that underneath door and then also put something else on that.
Yeah.
So have it going down as well as across.
That's, yeah, that's one of
and
the.
And you realizing I could do that, I was like, oh, okay.
Bubba is okay. you and Bubba is wall.
Yeah.
And then wall is something. Or like Bubba is you and wall is you. And so then you can be the walls and move into the flag.
It might
if you don't know what the game is, that sounds 100%.
It might be top of the rank of games that you sound absolutely insane yeah. trying to describe.
But literally, if you play it for 2 seconds, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, probably more like 18 or 30 seconds, if I'm being realistic.
Hmm.
But if you watch a video of it, don't watch too much because obviously the whole thing is knowing if you know yeah. how the puzzle is solved. But get an idea of it with just a little YouTube video and I reckon it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Good puzzle game.
So yeah. there was an extra is. This is like I-S-I-S.
Yes, well, Ben.
I wouldn't have put those together.
Why not?
Because it's spelled sissy.
What?
He's talking about ISIS. It.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Listen.
Listen. How am I the most switched on?
Yeah, yeah.
Right now.
I would say you're not.
So you've had dis April, you've had is.
Do not.
What are the snowflakes going to come at me over on this one, I wonder? Here's what I think about the anyway.
I've been playing DMC5.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you finish it?
Nah.
Where'd you get up to?
Around getting the motorbike.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I'm past there. I thought you'd played it way more than me.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know why you thought that because I swear to God, I will tear you apart if you tell another lie about me.
Okay. All right. No, that's fair. That's my bad.
That's pretty fair.
I think I'm like 80% of the way through. It's really fun. It's the opposite of Bubba is You.
Yeah.
What? You haven't even played it.
There are no military fundamentalists whatsoever.
I know why it's going to be. Can I have a guess?
Absolutely.
It is dumb as hell. You don't have to think for a bit. You switch off.
Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. That is the reason. It's not a lateral thinking puzzle game. It is a lateral moving action game. Yeah. And I'm loving it to just be able to switch off.
I know. I wish that is one of the big things I want to put more time into when I've got some more time.
Yeah.
And the rest of the series too. I want to go back and play the rest of the ones that I didn't.
Yeah.
They're not as good. Five is the best one for sure.
Right. Right.
But that's such a good game.
It's so stupid. It is the absolute perfect thing for me right now to just blow off some steam.
I really want to go in.
Like probably one of the only reason I would say don't play Devil May Cry 5 is if you don't own a video game console or like a really good PC.
Right.
Because
and
then like having to buy a whole expensive console or a good gaming PC. It's a lot of money and there's not really at the moment any alternative.
What's that I can see coming over the horizon?
For how to play a triple A game.
Is this the Segway train?
Toot, toot.
If only there was some sort of solution.
No, he's gone back. Yes.
For people who wanted to play games.
It's getting closer.
Yeah.
But didn't have that sort of hardware.
Ben, have you got a ticket? Have you validated?
No. I jumped the barriers.
Ladies and gentlemen of the media, could I introduce to you Skynet?
Yeah.
Which is I watched that Google press conference thing that they did for, if you haven't heard, there's a thing called Snark Stadium. that is Google's new.
Wow.
Okay, fuck this. It's the snark from now
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Did you watch it live or did you watch it post?
I watched it afterwards.
Post. A couple people said to me.
Yeah.
A couple
he had
people
it right
said to
there
me.
For you.
Oh, well, for a second, I was like, I'm getting in the fucking mail. Mm. That's insane.
A couple people said to me, really are you going to watch the Google conference? And I was like, no. Yeah. What if they announce something big? It's like, I'll just watch it after. Like,
yeah.
That's such a. At least with it's like who knows what's going to be in it.
I do like
how obsessed
doing that
you have
stuff.
To be with Google to just watch it live.
Well, yeah. So like that was the it was weird because I'm used to watching press conferences about video games.
Yeah,
this really looked like it was the press conference of like a fake tech company in like. A post-apocalyptic, the robots have taken over.
Right. Yeah,
this
sure.
is a flashback to what they were saying at the time. Like it started with a guy comes on stage. I've always found it weird with Google as well that they don't really seem to have, or at least not that I know, like a front man or like a figurehead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I think that's true.
Google is kind of faceless.
Well, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn had an internship.
That's true.
But I don't think they actually got the job.
Fucking hell. How have you retained that movie?
It's the only thing I associate with Google outside of Google, I guess.
They're shutting down Google Plus and Inbox.
Yeah, so. We talked about Inbox in our Facebook group about video
it's
games.
It's been a hell of a week.
Yeah.
So this guy comes on stage and starts giving all this spiel about...
Who's the guy?
I don't remember.
Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, that's who he is.
I mean, okay.
And he was saying all this stuff about how many data centers they have, the infrastructure that they already have for cloud computing.
Which must be horrifyingly vast, right?
It's a big map of the world that he shows with lots of red dot points like sniper lasers.
Right. See, I wouldn't call that horrifying.
Yeah.
I find that calming.
Sweet release is coming.
Yeah, one of them pointed at me.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, I win the lottery.
You're running on the stage. They're trying to avoid your head, but you're dodging from side to side.
You're like the cat following the laser, but it's a sniper.
Like a goalie. Just get in me.
And yeah, all this sort of technical stuff about like, we've got big, like literally saying our internet is powered by big cables under the sea.
Jesus.
Weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then they play a video that is specifically about the video game part of it. He says like, so we're going to do this streaming video game service.
This is like Aperture Laboratories or
Skynet.
Skynet.
Or
Skynet.
What was that company called in Terminator? It wasn't
Cyberdyne?
Cyberdyne.
Yes. Yeah.
It's some Cyberdyne shit where it's that like friendly, calming female voice over the top of the video where she's like, we're changing the way that people across the world play games together. But in this like tone where you're like, is she real?
Right.
Is that a computer generated? And then like saying all this shit about how all that infrastructure and the gaming stuff is like, it's going to help us build this AI we're working on. Like it's all tied into that
like,
somehow.
You know how... The mafia that he writes about in The Godfather, how that didn't really exist. He just kind of like made it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now like mafia guys kind of like base themselves on that.
Damn.
On this glorified like kind of fictional version of the mafia.
Yeah.
It's like that with tech,
yeah.
where it's like just inspired by this like fake version of the future from the 80s. It's like, it'd be cool having a sexy girl tell us about this underwater computer that we've got.
That totally. Is like fucking spot on.
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, but it's like it's that because it's happening with a lot of stuff. Self-driving cars is all out of sci-fi.
Yeah,
like and it's becoming consumer technology.
It's like no, those films were bad.
Yeah,
bad things happen in all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, man, I don't like sci-fi for a different reason to that. That I think it made us all really complacent.
Dumb.
Because, I'm trying to think of a different word than dumb.
I know one that applies specifically to you.
It's made us complacent about stuff because people assume, I think, that the future is going in the Star Trek direction of like, yeah, one day we'll be in fucking space and one day we'll be able to make all this stuff and we'll have all these resources because we will. Look at it, it's there.
Mm.
And like even the bad ones are cool. Like Blade Runner is cool.
Right.
But it's not going to be
Saying Blade Runner's bad?
No,
you mean it's a bad version of the future.
Yeah. Blade Runner is good.
Yeah.
But the future is more dystopian.
Yeah, yes.
I will say, I think that this has gone out of vogue, and thank God. Mm. People complaining about not having flying skateboards yet.
Yes.
There was a... I feel like around 2013 was a really hot time frame of people going, where's my fucking flying surfboard? Yeah. Come on, science.
When we were coming up to...
the Back to the Future date.
Yeah.
And when that went past, everyone went, oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, okay, our lives are just as boring as they were a day ago.
Well, and it's going to go backwards. Everything's going to crumble rather than being built up further.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the meantime, you can play video games on anything. Mm. So it's creepy press conference, very
Google
strange
Stadia.
Vibe.
Yeah, Stadia.
Stadia. Is that one or multiple of stadiums?
Stadia. That is multiple stadiums.
Okay. Or is it, it's probably something else, I bet. It's probably some other Latin word that doesn't relate to stadium.
I do think it's Stadia.
Okay.
All right, boys. Here's the official Filthy Casual stance on that name.
Mm.
It bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all agree on
sucks.
That.
We all agree.
I'd have phrased it differently.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good name.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll change.
Ooh.
Maybe not. I guess they're calling it Project Stream before. This is their kind of launch.
It's out
thing.
Pretty. So it's out the end of this year.
Some places.
Yeah. Some places.
So it's like the
Google
US.
Stankonia.
Parts of UK. It's basically, I think, just North America and Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around there. Definitely not Australia.
So let's go through. So the pitch of it is, it's no console.
No.
It's accessible on anything, right? On any device. Is there a main preferred one? Like if you're playing it on the TV,
so they were
on
the
Chromecast.
It was
right?
all through Google products, and so it was through Chrome on
a laptop
computers.
Yes.
And then it was through. I don't know about with phones whether it was an Android-only type of thing or you can get Chrome on an iPhone, so I'm assuming it'll be – they support Google stuff.
Yeah.
And then I believe on the TV they had it through a Chromecast.
Yeah.
But I actually think they might have said it was some newer version of a Chromecast
right,
or something.
Right.
And the only main piece of hardware for it is a controller.
That you don't need to have.
Right.
So
and the weird thing with the controller – and this – is part of the scary, confusing aspect of this is like the controller apparently connects directly to the server center.
Yeah.
Not through the device that you're using to play the game on.
So that's super smart.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
I really like this thing because...
I think that's why it's scary to me. It's like, they're fucking evil geniuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So part of the problem with streaming games is that the latency of going controller into computer... down to server, back to computer, is longer than controller is connected to server, computer is connected to server.
Right.
So this
is tapping into, just to give people context if they haven't read this story or heard this yet.
Yeah.
The like we've talked about this a bit in the past, this couple of companies have done this.
Mm.
The game isn't, you don't have it in any solid way. You're controlling it on a remote thing and what you're seeing on your screen is just a beamed back version of what's happening on that computer elsewhere.
You're streaming. You can think of it as remote play.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine there's a PS4 in someone else's house.
Yes. Yep.
And that's basically what it is, but it's more powerful and it's not – they. I don't think they've really said much about the pricing or how it's going to work in that way.
Or what games are involved.
So Ubisoft was the big one where they're like, we're partnering with Ubisoft. They've always been great with us, blah, 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 whatever, which is fine.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed was their big sort of showpiece game for this. And it was really cool that there's like a Switch-ish thing where you're playing on your big TV at home and you go, oh, I'm going to get the bus, and you pick up from your phone at exactly the same spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is super cool.
That is really cool.
That's one of my favorite recent innovations with everything.
Yeah.
Like listening to Spotify as I walk home and then going, okay, now I'm putting it on my speaker.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like that. I love that. Watching something on Netflix on my phone, on my laptop, on my TV. It's great.
It's
I love it.
Fucking awesome.
The only thing that I thought with it was I did initially go, oh, wow, that's really cool. Like if you can – because we've talked about this kind of idea that this will eventually take off.
Mm.
And I was like, well, yeah, like I travel a lot and often for this show, like there'll be a big game that's come out on PS4 that I just can't play for the week because I'm away. And when I was getting into really into Red Dead and then going away for a bit, it's like, oh, cool, I'll be able to pick that up and, you know, take it with me like the Switch. But if it's all cloud-based and all internet-based, well, that cuts out flying time. I can't play it on a plane.
No.
Well, I can't.
Unless you pay for the Wi-Fi on a plane, which a lot of them do have now.
Well, sure. So this is the other side of it. Is the Wi-Fi on a plane going to be anywhere near good enough to do this? Probably not. Same problem with being in a hotel.
Yeah,
I'm at the mercy of how good the internet in a hotel is. So it is cool, but it's at the same time, it's kind of eventually less cool than it seems to begin with.
There are the location-based stuff, I don't know if that'll just be with signing up. And, like, you should technically live in this country to have an account, but if you use a VPN, you can get around it.
Sure.
Because with... So there have been people testing this for, like, a year now.
Right.
Like, people in the public.
Yeah, yeah. There was a beta. We all could have tried it if we wanted to. I think we all had the same skepticism of, like, our internet's not good enough.
About 40 megabits per second is apparently...
It's ideal.
...where it starts to run smooth.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
25 minimum.
Yeah, that's pretty achievable even here.
Yeah.
I've got like... I tend to get around 90.
Yeah.
In like inner city Melbourne, but...
I tend to get about 15.
Yeah.
It's so not great.
It can change from one side of the street to the other here. It's fucking crazy.
I don't know what I get. How do I check?
Go to internet speed test on your browser.
Yeah. Okay.
It's easy as that. Google will do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. They.
What? Whoa, man.
We're sending a robot now to test your internet and then fucking kill you.
Whoa.
One day it'll be that.
Yeah.
Mark my human words. But so the infrastructure of it and how actually accessible it is for the general population is one aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which for sure is... not everyone at this point. I mean, it can only get better as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other thing is back to how's it priced? Am I buying these games?
Yeah.
Am I renting these games? Am I paying a subscription fee and getting some of them? Am I doing a combination of both? Like, they haven't said anything about that yet.
Mm.
And it feels like there's a lot of variables with it and a lot of, you know, kind of questions and things to kind of work out. It feels to me... like it'll launch and have a pretty rocky beginning and they might take it in a little dot for a bit.
Yeah.
But it's cool that this is such a huge innovation and this more than likely is how all this stuff is going to go in the future. So they're sort of leaving themselves wide open to be the ones that kind of push the door open and go, all right, here's how it's going to be from now on.
Yeah.
And then Sony waltz right in and go, thank you for doing the market research for us and working out how to make this – how we should make this work.
It could also be that it is just the case that it's not smooth enough. It's not quite good enough. The latency is too high and the ownership stuff does bother people enough that it doesn't work.
Well, like, you know, you talk a lot about how you don't like the idea of physical state stuff going and the game not being owned and not existing. And yeah, I mean, if your net just goes down, like even in a country where it is reliable, if for whatever reason, if you move house and it takes a week to get everything connected, if stuff happens. So to find yourself, it's a pain in the ass if your home internet goes down, but at least typically you've got it on your phone and you can get by and make do.
Yeah.
Being at the mercy of that, having one more thing in your life that's completely at the mercy of that does seem potentially quite annoying.
I think a big thing, though, that I always try and remind myself of is that I don't give a shit about that with music or with movies. I'm totally happy to not own any of them at this point. I don't own any.
True, really. Yeah.
And
we
it's
got
just
over
because,
it very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. I give a bit more of a shit about video games personally.
Yeah.
And at least sort of ownership and access to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it bothers me. But there are plenty of people who collect physical movies still and want to have a Blu-ray collection and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I would never bother doing.
Yes. I still hold on to getting games physical when I can because I like it.
Yeah.
But then that said, when I've been playing stuff that is on the console that I've got digitally and then it comes time to, oh, I want to play that. Oh, I've got to get up and put the disc in.
Totally.
Fuck me dead. Yeah. Like it turns from just being furious at the very idea of it.
Yeah,
this thing that I'm clinging to desperately.
Yeah. So it's a vinyl collection or whatever. It's not something that most people probably are going to give a shit about.
Oh, and I'm the furthest along that progression of like I already resent having – to own physical copies of my games.
Right.
I wish that I had all of those like 15. I wish they were all digital. But I'm also someone who does not have super reliable internet.
Yeah.
And it would totally fuck the experience if the phone reception gets shitty around here or yeah. whatever. Like,
and like, do certain types of games not work well?
Yeah.
It does. Is like, if you are really into fighting games, is it just enough of a problem?
Yeah,
the,
right.
The latency there that you're fucked with it.
Mm. And I guess that's the big, so the biggest question for me would be, well, yeah, I mean, that's a huge one. And then also, so is this the Netflix of games thing that we've talked? Is it just you subscribe to Stadia and that's it?
Mm.
Or is it case by case? Okay, you've paid whatever it is, you're $70 and now you can have access to Assassin's Creed Origins whenever you want.
There are still enough different companies who are in publishing, especially on like PC things, which is what this is basically focused on.
Mm. Yeah.
Where there are all like Epic has a storefront now, Steam is obviously one, Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo all have their own exclusive stuff. Like this, I can't imagine being much other than you can play Ubisoft and EA games and, you know, the big sort of ones who will put their stuff anywhere.
I mean, yeah, that's massive. It's yeah, that it just needs the games, it needs the support.
Mm. At this point, if it's like you can play Ubisoft games on here, it's like, cool, bye.
Yes.
I think the issue is, and this is not an issue, this is probably a good thing. The video game industry has not been hit as hard by piracy as music and movies. Like, the product maybe hasn't not. Been devalued as much as those did, where we can go, yeah, it's $9 a month for all of the games or, you know, 150 games.
Or at least, yeah, video games have found a way around it.
Yeah.
Where their ongoing services, where their microtransactions and all this stuff.
Or there's enough digital protection that you just buy, even like a single player game, you know, like a single player, an Uncharted 4, it's still hard enough that the convenient thing to do is to just go and buy it.
Totally. Yeah, they got their shit together with how easy it was to get access to them a lot quicker than the music industry or especially the film industry did.
Yeah. People probably get their PlayStation 4s chipped and stuff like that still, I imagine, but I just don't hear about it. Whereas I know plenty of people who just openly are like, yeah, I just downloaded this movie off a torrent. Like people talk about that very openly because it's like, well, that's just the easiest way of doing it. It's just how I do it. Whereas games, it's like, I don't know anyone who's like, got the PS4 chipped.
I don't know how trivial it is to even do with the more modern consoles. I guess the Switch was pretty quickly snapped apart.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But
and PC, obviously, that's a whole different thing.
But then, yeah, they've found ways of going like, okay, have it for $2 on Steam and it's right there.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's a good point is are they stepping back from the amount of money they could be making?
Mm.
If you're 5 games a year that someone would have bought from you as a publisher is now 0 games a year.
Yeah.
And they're paying $15 instead to Google, who's giving you a cut of whatever.
Yeah.
So then the other thing as well that's big about this is it's integrated into YouTube in a big way.
Yeah.
So at the same time as you're streaming the game, it's also reserving a whole stream of the game to go to YouTube straight from you if you want.
Yeah.
So it's putting out two, and it can do 4K, 60 frames stuff, they say.
Didn't they say at one point it'll be able to do 8K and 120 frames when that's available? It's like, Jesus Christ.
And like, probably it will. It just seems crazy now, but like, of course it will.
But that's it. It's not a box. It's an ongoing. It's like, course. Like, that's not impressive.
Yeah. You've got to crank the internet engine a little bit faster.
So, they're putting out the two streams and then it's all streaming to YouTube. And, like, that was a big focus of their little video thing.
Yes.
I don't think there were any shots of anyone sitting there quietly enjoying a game on their own. It was all people going like, wow, whoa, grandma's playing it.
Sure.
Oh, really? I'm laughing at her playing it.
Yeah, this is a competitor to the Xbox's whatever version of this that is coming and a competitor to Twitch.
And exactly. Because YouTube is the competitor to Twitch. Google is YouTube. They need to get it big. So there'll be a little button if you're watching someone on YouTube where it'll be just like, oh, I'm watching someone play this game on YouTube. That looks fun. I'll click play now.
Mm.
And now I'm fucking playing this game.
Yes.
Which is cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
And if it's, especially if it's a subscription service where like you can just.
You just have it. Yeah. That is really cool.
Mm. But then, I don't know. I mean, I guess, the whole thing of them being able to easily stream games is good. Our YouTube channel is available now. You can watch the first two episodes of A Way Out.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's interesting. Mm. It's it feels like a big one where this is like the first kind of big concrete thing of the sort of stuff that we've been wildly speculating and pontificating on for
totally
over a year now. I mean,
it came out of our discussions came out of the. Like prototype of this, the Xbox having a subscription service just for games.
And even before that, there was like the Phantom thing that never really came out. People have been talking about this for like a decade.
And even Nintendo Online offering retro games as a sort of service like this. But yeah, this is the speculation we thought wasn't going to happen for like 3 or 4 years, feels like.
It's almost like a new console maker jumping in.
That's sort of how I'm thinking of it, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do we know anything about, do they have any of their own
sort of news on that yet?
Lined up? Is there speculation or are they, yeah, you have to wonder if they're kind of gathering people and, you know, what kind of software plans they have.
Because surely they have the money to just acquire existing companies.
Well, so they've got Phil, it's not Hartman, Harrison.
Because Doom was the other one that they said is coming
Doom
out.
Doom Eternal,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Doom Eternal.
Yes. He's from Phil Harrison, used to be at Microsoft, I believe, and he's like the actual video game industry experienced guy. Because like the first guy that had come out who seems to be the head of the division or whatever, he's like, I got to admit, I'm not really a big gamer. I play cricket.
Wow.
And then he's like, oh, no one knows what that is here. Never mind. So I don't like they just Google doesn't have any experience with games as a company, really. Yep. They've got experience with storefronts, which is more what this is.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. Who knows where the fuck it's gonna go?
Mm.
Well, the other thing is
that'll be crazy. When there are exclusive games and shit on that, it's gonna be bizarre.
Well, the thing with it is like they've got the data centers to be able to back this up. And in terms of other companies being able to do something like this, Microsoft would have that kind of infrastructure. But would Sony and Nintendo?
Don't know. I don't know anything about the technical side of it enough to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
that
no.
Is a big part. That is a big part of it.
I mean, so they don't have Google's thing, but is Google's thing necessary? Because if they're like, we're doing 2 8K streams for everyone, Nintendo can be like, well, we've got one at 1080.
Well, the competitors there are like Amazon. Yeah. Amazon is one of the largest sort of server tech companies
in
the world.
And then like GoDaddy and shit, right? Like I don't really know how that stuff works, but I know that GoDaddy hosts fuckloads more websites than you'd think.
Yeah, they must have some servers, but Amazon, even like websites that GoDaddy hosts.
I think GoDaddy's the biggest.
Oh, but that's domains. That's not necessarily the hosting.
Oh, okay.
Because some of those domains
coming after April.
Oh my God. The main point I'm trying to make is Amazon would still probably run the technology behind that.
Right.
So, and again, Amazon is a storefront. It is an infrastructure company.
Yeah.
Mm.
So is Google. This isn't an Apple or a Sony or a Nintendo. It
could be an Apple thing.
Maybe an Apple thing.
Because they've just started doing...
I guess the iCloud is a similar thing.
Yeah. Well, and they've just announced their like streaming service thing.
Mm.
They've got one competing with Netflix and stuff now, Amazon Prime. So
it may be tech companies rather than software publishers that are going to be the next wave.
And then one gets in bed with each.
That's my prediction for 5-10 years where it ends up going.
Yeah.
Them just finding it hard to get anyone to give a fuck without the support. So Google going to Sony or Nintendo or whoever and going, all right, let's...
Mm.
We kind of need each other because this is where it's heading and we don't have we're finding it hard to get people interested.
Because even when it does get to the point where a game is switched on and then switched off and it's existed for 2 years and no one ever actually had a physical copy of it or even a copy of it on their computer. Like when a game just appears and disappears on these stores and that's all it ever exists as, I'm still kind of okay with that because on some level I'll just be ready for that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean in my head?
I do.
There's enough
I think,
games that exist already that if I locked myself in a bunker for the rest of my life, I'd be fine.
You'd last about half an hour and then you'd shoot yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'll eat a Halo disc and that will tear up my insides.
Then I think actually, and this is a debatable point, I think that movies that are only released on Netflix, I care less about than movies that are released primarily theatrically, are released on home video, and
I totally
come
agree.
To streaming.
Yeah,
I'm a bit the same. I've gotten, I've eased up on that a bit, even though it is still there. I remember when, so House of Cards was the first Netflix original. I was like, well, who gives a fuck about this? It's right. just on some internet thing. Like, it's not a real show. Mm-hmm. And then it taking a lot of convincing to start watching it and going, oh, wow, it actually is produced. Like, thinking it was going to be some kind of hokey little thing. Mm-hmm. And I do have that a bit about the movie still, even though I've watched enough good ones on there to go, that's not really fair.
Mm. There's just a feeling like you're visiting. Do you know what I mean? Rather than...
Well,
rather,
you could leave whenever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and like... That it's not yours, you're just peeking in through a window.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know what I mean? You just feel less attached to it, with a video game especially, because, you know, you're interacting with them.
Mm.
So, well, who knows? Like, because the nature of what a video game is changing.
Yep.
And will continue to change more and more.
Yeah.
And the types of games that I think we enjoy more, which I think for all of us is like a single player thing that's like just pretty straightforward.
Mm. Yep.
Will still exist, but maybe it's like, well, we're not looking to the big AAA things for that anymore. Who knows?
Yeah.
Either way, oh, and the controller seems fine.
It seems, that weird thing that was released like 3 weeks ago, the little render of the prototype is not what it is. It looks like a normal controller.
That was like based on a pattern where it was like drawn weird, because that's what patterns tend to look like.
It's the most safely designed controller.
Yeah.
Weirdly curved little D-pad that I don't like. Looks weird and cheap.
I didn't look that close.
Yeah, I really got up there.
Yeah.
And like bright orange things on the sticks.
Oh.
The sort of bottom bits of the stick are a bright orange.
I like that.
It's okay. It's not a Google color. Don't know why it's there.
That's true.
And there, there's a button on it to like share.
Sorry.
Fuck.
You've been talking shit about Google this whole episode.
Weirdly enough, I saw it light up next to your head and I was like, what's happening over there?
Fuck me, Dad.
That was so good.
That was some proper fucking arm punching through the wall, grabbing your shoulder type shit. Fuck you, Google.
I wonder if that came up on the mic. So Adam's sitting like next to the Google Home, but just slightly in front of it so he can't see it.
Yes.
And at him saying Google, it lit up.
Yeah.
And then screamed in his ear.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you, he leapt out of his skin.
I swear to God, that just said, sorry, I can't let you do that, Adam. I swear it said that.
Open the pod bay door, Google.
The controller is actually fine, Adam.
It was.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing was, there's another button on it for
the
Google Assistant.
He's looking back at the Google Home.
What made it turn on? Because we've been saying the word Google this whole time.
Must have said okay before it at some point, or hey, or something.
Yeah. Okay, Google. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay. Stop.
Never mind. Get the fuck out of my house. It's not my house. It's Ben's house.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet.
Bet you
don't. Oh yeah, you're learning though.
Anyway, sorry, I need to observe you more.
Mm.
So yeah, Google's in. We'll find out more about it over the coming years.
Yep.
So it is in some places. It's launching. They've said later this year?
You know, I don't actually remember when they said, but I would assume so if they're saying it at all.
Yeah. I'm sure they said this year at some
point.
Yeah,
I think so.
So there was also overnight a Nintendo Indies presentation.
What's a quicker way of saying Nintendo Indies, though?
I don't believe that there is one.
Nintendies?
Yeah. Yeah, there actually is a few things in this that are worth commenting on. Sometimes there's
interesting perspective, Tommy. Interesting perspective.
I think there were like three.
But yeah. Last one they did, I don't think there was. As I was like, oh yeah, some stuff that looks okay.
Well, I'm looking at sort of a list of all of the titles here, and I have to say that like there were a lot of top-down shooting type things.
Yeah.
And a lot of pixel-based combat type things.
Yeah, and a few isometric turn-based exploration things.
None of them looked particularly interesting to me personally.
So, well, yeah, I think the big thing that is interesting that is kind of a bit of a solidifying of something that's been hinted at and sort of coming for a few weeks now, it feels like, is the Cuphead is coming out on the Switch, which as a, not what would you call it, not a partnership, but a something, like a Microsoft kind of opening their gates to their exclusives being on other consoles.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's managed to come about.
For sure, and just as a full purchasable game. Yes. Like, it's not through some, hey, pay for Game Pass on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's just, here's this game out on the Switch.
Yeah.
Yep. The game being Cuphead, I don't know if we said that even.
Yeah, I just said it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, they referred to Microsoft as our friends. Mm. Our friends, Microsoft.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Can you believe they even said that? Do you know what they've said about Microsoft before? yeah, it's cool. Like, Cuphead is a perfect fit for the Switch, other than maybe the controller.
Yep.
But
what do you mean?
Like, the Joy-Con controller thing isn't necessarily...
Well, who plays with the Joy-Con? They're the worst controllers ever been released.
A little handheld mode.
I know. That's crazy that people do that. I can't play it that way.
You were just saying you love it on the go.
What?
You were just saying how you love to be able to take everything on the go.
I didn't say the Switch.
Damn.
I said Spotify and Netflix.
Well...
I specifically never play the... the Switch in handheld mode.
Well,
it'd be fun to play Joy Cuphead with a pro controller.
Yeah, the Joy-Con will be fine as well. The sticks are good in Cuphead.
Yeah,
so Cuphead's sick. That's going to be on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through. I thought the Red Lantern looked interesting.
Me too.
Is that the dog sled?
Yeah. It looks interesting in the sense that I can't really tell what it is.
It gave me Firewatch vibes.
Same, but then there's bits where she's like. When she sets up that she's doing this sledding race thing or journey,
the Iditarod.
Like, yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool.
Iditarod, I barely know her rod.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I was like, I guess this is kind of like a, not a racing game, but a something like that. And then, yeah, there's a bit in the trailer where she's attacked by a bear and it looks like the dogs get killed. So it's hard
It looks
to
like it might be a wilderness survival type thing. And they did mention some level of... auto generation. What's that word?
Procedural.
Procedural generation stuff for that, I believe. But I like that actor giving that monologue at the start actually got me going.
Okay.
I was like, okay, that's an interesting
you got horny.
Story. Story. And cause it was the same as Firewatch, but where she was like, okay, so my life's fucked. Yeah. I'm getting out of here. I want to do this thing.
Although you see, like, top, like, from her point of view and she's like, so I wrote up a list, and it's like her looking at a piece of paper that says to do get dog, and there's like a shitty little stick drawing of a dog, and then it's like get sled, and like the fucking S is backwards. It's like, what? She said who wrote this?
She said she was a disappointment, didn't do well at school. I reckon give her a little bit of little
did
bit
she
of
really
slack. Yeah,
oh, I missed that
in that
bit.
Monologue she was like, I'm a disappointment to my family. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'll go and do this.
You learn how to draw an S in grade one.
Not if you're a disappointment.
I guess so.
So this poor woman has been through hell.
Disappointment. Yeah, a disappointment.
Yes.
Okay,
disappointment comes after this April and this May.
Well, now we've found my bit that they're going to clap back at me for.
Yep.
Ragging off on this fictional
yes.
developmentally challenged lead character in a game.
So yeah. I'd imagine it's some combination of survival game and Firewatch.
Okay,
yep.
I think I zoned out for the intro.
Right.
And I just saw like random dog sled going around first person.
No, I thought this looked good. I reckon this has a shot of being cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell you what doesn't have a shot of being cool.
Yes.
Rad.
Oh.
I hated that. Double Fine.
Yeah.
I love Monkey Island.
Mm.
I think almost everything Double Fine has done, I've not liked or not bothered playing.
The beat-em-up-y parts of it looked kind of good. Like the sort of just, oh, this is a pretty, like, I don't know, the how the combat looked like it felt.
Right.
I was into everything else absolutely off. I don't know how you can put out a game. I mean, look, heaps of stuff is doing that kind of aesthetic now. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's popular. People like it. But to do it and then call it rad is just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But it's like radiation, Tommy. Don't you get it?
Oh, my God.
This he's fucking guy.
He's a genius.
This fucking guy.
So the aesthetic is in like the faux 80s.
Faux 80s slash post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so many massively overdone touchstones.
Yeah.
I'm looking through these trying to figure out which ones I can remember what they even were. Blaster Master Zero 2. That's a sequel to Blaster Master Zero.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm.
My Friend Pedro.
Oh, lame. Not into this at all.
When they were
fucking self-aware talking banana.
You're talking banana. That didn't get me. But flipping around like the Matrix and shooting people might be fun.
I thought gameplay wise it looked cool. I wasn't overly into the aesthetic.
Yeah.
But then a game that I was really into the look of was Katana Zero.
Ooh.
Which seems like it's similar-ish gameplay wise to Pedro and sure. just looks style-wise more in my wheelhouse.
That one flat out made me laugh when they said, and in between levels, you'll be going to see your therapist.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
I think it's fucking lame as hell.
I thought this was the encapsulation of everything I hate about these kind of indie games.
Mm.
It's like a overdone aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
a overdone gameplay mechanic. Like, there's nothing, there doesn't seem to be anything new in this game.
I agree with that. It looked pretty generic to me of that, like, side-scrolling action RPG, indie type of thing. Like, it didn't look bad, but it didn't look good.
I will never play it, and I struggled to pay attention to the entire trailer.
I think it looks fun. I'm looking forward to it. I thought Bloodroots looked cool.
That was another one where I was like, I couldn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Is that the
top-down...
turn-based?
No.
No, oh, top-down.
Top-down action thing. It was like... it looks like that. Top-down action.
Okay.
It looked boring to me.
I thought, what was it called? The fucking... what was the isometric... turn-based
road trip one,
yeah.
Overland okay. or Darkwood.
I thought that looked okay until they said those two words, procedurally generated,
and then
I went, "Who gives a flying fuck
I mean,
about this?"
Probably in the way that XCOM is, which right. I think works for that style of game.
Okay,
the battles,
yeah,
the battles. That makes sense,
and it'll probably be a similar story each time.
Mm, yes, sure.
Which I think they even said. To give you a different way to make your way through the story or a different way of experiencing the story each time. So
yeah.
It might be, who knows? Oh, yeah, Darkwood, top-down action shooter thing looked fucking terrible
The quote-unquote spooky one.
Yeah, that looked like shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm working my way through the ones until the one that I thought looked the worst.
Okay.
Nuclear Throne, another just sort of like, okay, that's some pixel shooting action stuff.
Right.
Super Crate Box, I think same deal.
Yeah, that's an old iPhone game.
Really?
That's pretty fun on the iPhone, but I'd never want to play it on a console.
What do we got? We got Creature in the Well.
I missed this one.
Is that the pinball one?
Yes, that looked cool. I thought.
Yeah.
Bit of action. So it's like a top-down shooter but with pinball elements where you're like shooting things off of things and they're bouncing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't into it.
I watched this entire presentation moments before we recorded it. I have forgotten so many of these.
I know. Okay, Pine.
Nah.
That was...
I'm completely out on
the Pine. Animation looked fucked.
Yes. Yeah. The design of the little monsters was okay. The design of the guy, the human guy, is terrible.
Yep. It just looked like it was maybe a bit early on to me. I kind of want to give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think like the actual movement, like when you say animation, you don't mean style, you mean like literally...
The quality of the work put into the way the characters are moving.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
I thought that looked pretty dodgy.
Yeah. It looked like knockoff Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neo Cab? Fuck this one. Where you're the last Uber driver.
Yeah.
I liked
what is this?
I liked literally the look of it and I thought, this could be a fun way to do a story, like a Telltale game.
I think it could, yeah.
But then, it's kind of silly.
Like
the look of it too,
I was kind of into it. Until they said, you are the last human automated vehicle driver or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just is such a silly idea.
Yeah.
It just looked boring. It looked fucking like, you choose who to... You manage your funds and you choose who to pick up and drop off. And
having conversations in like a Blade Runner world with all the people in your cab might be fun.
Yeah. I see potential there.
Yeah.
Like, what if Crazy Taxi didn't have you do any of the actual driving?
Fuck yeah. What if it was just called Taxi?
Yeah. That sounds boring as shit.
Yeah, like Taxi Driver or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we got? We got Swim Sanity.
What?
That was that like
player thingy,
side scrolling shooter.
Okay.
Underwater. They were like, we've done it in space and in the sky. Now shooters are going underwater.
Yeah. Mm.
Sure, there's got to have been one before. Ultra Bugs.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff in the back end of this that was like, who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think.
What's the one you hated?
It must have been one of the ones we've already talked about.
Fuck.
There's two more. There's a Stranger Things 3.
Oh, that was the one, yeah.
That was the one you thought looked really good.
Yeah, fuck. Stranger Things 3 looks fucking terrible.
Yes, agreed.
It looked like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It looked like it fucking shat out my ass.
Yeah, it really looked like it shat out your ass.
I'm a video games reviewer. yeah, I don't know. It looked rushed and shittily made. And
totally.
Stranger Things is also something I couldn't give a shit about anymore.
Yep.
I mean, it's cool that it's at the very, like, that it's coming out timed with, it's coming out on the same day as the
I
show.
Guess so.
I guess if you're into it and you like games, that was the one thing I was like, I didn't think, I can see the appeal of if you like that show, it's like, oh, this is kind of cool, a little isometric beat up with stuff I know from the show.
Sure.
I can see how that would be appealing if it was even slightly well made and like it being out on the same day as the show, but I don't watch the show, so I was like, I don't really care.
I think if you like shoddily put together rip-offs of nostalgic things from the past, you'll also like the game that's based on that property.
Well, someone didn't take their bitch pills today.
I think I had too many.
Or did take their bitch pills.
I had too many bitch pills.
No, because like heart pills
make your heart
blow up
good. Yeah. Anyway, the thing at the end though,
yes, so I have not played Crypt of the Necro.
Yeah, that's it. K-Ripped. Crypt of the Necro Dancer is a rhythm combat game. So it's basically, it's a roguelike thing where you're going around dungeons and you're killing monsters, but you've got to do it in time to the music that's playing.
That's
the music
in it is really good. I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah. It's cool. I played some of it, not actually heaps, but the music was quite good.
Oh, right.
And it's a cool version of that, and
that
so,
makes
like,
a lot of sense because I was watching the start of the trailer going, why is she moving around like that?
Yeah,
it looks infuriating.
But, you know, rhythm, okay. And so you can tell when the monsters are going to move and do their attacks.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's all quite fast moving. You've really got to get into something of a rhythm with it.
Okay,
but it's cool, and it's that with Zelda.
Yeah, that seems really fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a surprising thing, but
it's a welcome. Brand new one, right?
Yes,
that's,
it seems like it.
That's like a crossover with Zelda.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah,
probably not to the same scale as the original, but who knows? I'm saying that based on nothing. Keep the beat with 25 remixed classics at Legend of Zelda tunes. And I think there were something like 100 songs in the first one. So it's probably about a smaller one.
Right. Yeah, approximately 26% of the original.
Roughly.
Mm.
Give it's my friend who I'm going to get to beat you up. Roughly, his name is.
Bruce's brother.
Yeah. I think it's really cool that Nintendo are giving up an IP to an indie developer.
Yeah.
That's something I've wanted them to do for quite some time.
Yeah.
Well, Hyrule Warriors was pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's not...
No,
yeah,
it's not
Yeah,
indie,
that is them giving up to someone else, but yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not to an indie developer for sure. And I guess Donkey Kong they've given away and plenty of them. But that looked cool.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy in there, other
really
than the Cuphead thing is...
Yeah, the Cuphead thing is pretty wild. And
I'll play Cuphead again.
I probably won't, but I think it's cool that it's there.
Well, because I only ever was able to play it on a PC.
Right.
And I don't have a PC.
And then it broke or something, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to playing that game again, which is a good game.
It is. Mm. Cuphead's great, yeah. When that comes out on the Switch, I reckon virtually everybody should get it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Got a Switch.
Yeah.
What else?
I think that's us done, isn't it, folks?
I think so.
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, I haven't played anything else and I haven't read about anything else. Oh, Smell-O-Vision VR. There's not much to say about that.
Is that real?
I don't know.
Because it can't be real. How do you generate that many smells? You'd have to have a whole bunch of chemicals.
Yeah.
In a thing. That can't be real.
It was like a Kickstarter project or something.
Hold on. I'm going to Google it.
Please do.
Smell-O-Vision.
I mean, if I've been pranked.
It feels like a prank.
Yeah.
This was a thing that was like an Oculus Rift with a smell
big schnoz attachment
underneath it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's real.
Well, it's
something they've been working on since like 2015 the Feel Real sensory mask.
Yes.
Smell the virtual reality. Mm-hmm. Just the word smell never implies a good smell.
That's
whenever
true.
I hear smell, I think awful smell.
Mm-hmm.
Feel Real simulates hundreds of smells to immerse you into the virtual world. No, the or a immerse you into.
They've been putting
world.
Too much time into developing the product and not the copy, which
we
is
ain't
fair.
About spelling, we're about smelling.
Yeah, exactly.
And this thing, yes, it can smell like a pussy. We, of course, developed it to smell like a pussy.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. If it launches on April 1st, I think it's definitely real. I don't know. It's listed a bunch of real games. Beat Saber, Skyrim.
So what are you fucking smelling in Skyrim, though? Skyrim would smell terrible.
Yeah, you're telling me.
YouTube VR. Yeah, they're saying like it can be used with movies and stuff. That'd be pretty cool. It's like I wonder what Michael Fassbender smells like.
Great, I reckon.
Pussy, probably the only smell that they've bothered to make this generate because it is going to be used exclusively for pornography.
So are you
going
to apologize to Ben for saying that you think it's not real?
I still don't think it's real. I'm looking at the website and it just doesn't look real.
Yeah, I'm reading their privacy policy. I'm trying to find any little telltale sign.
Just
it looks
kidding
like some kind of scam. Because how do you make fake smells? I guess I don't know enough about that to answer this.
Yeah, I'd
but
say
it
that's
implies
what's going
to
on.
Me you'd need a whole bunch.
Can we need to have that as a sound drop to put in to almost every episode.
it's never going to be.
Adam's
useful.
Talking out his ass corner.
Adam's speculating with relatively informed general knowledge.
Relatively.
Okay. And if I
that's
know anything.
Generous.
It's
relative to what?
To the general population.
Okay.
And smells are made through God tickling your nose
when
you walk past a beautiful flower. But you'd need a bunch of chemical refills to go in there, right? Like you can't generate a smell without
that's true.
Some sort of finite resource.
Yes.
So,
that's great. So just out of frame, what you can't see is that there's a guy with a fucking vat strapped to his back.
Yes, you like
just
Bane.
Pipes running out of it. Yeah.
Just a guy with a big box and in it is like one of everything. So he's got like a flower, he's got a boot, he's got a fish.
He's like old-timey radio sound effects, but for smells.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And you can
like
jingle a chain under your nose and that smells like a fridge.
Yes, and sure. God.
Yeah, the way they would have done Smell-O-Vision in the Flintstones time.
Yes.
They did Smell-O-Vision at the 5D cinema I went to at some theme park once.
Oh, yeah.
That had like, I think something that Eric Idle wrote about pirates as its thing. And it's like, now you're getting splashed and a seagull's pooped on you. And here's the smell of palm tree or whatever. And
the most distinctive of all smells, palm tree.
Well, yeah. But I remember it not adding much to the experience.
Sure.
Because well, you just, I don't know if this technology exists or if it's good, but I feel like smells are difficult to not make artificial smelling. Do you know what I mean?
I see like, what you're saying.
Every fake smell that is like, oh, it's this thing smell.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter if it's VR. You're not putting the headset on going, wow, I'm literally.
No, but in an unpleasant way. Like all the things that are like, here, this creates a nice smell. It all smells like nice smelling chemicals.
Yeah, but visual VR is kind of unpleasant.
I guess so.
But also you are only thinking about that, you're only thinking that about the things that you know to be artificial. There would be, I would say, thousands of things that you experience in day-to-day life that are artificially centered that you think are real.
Or at least just don't really think about.
Yes.
Because like every fucking shoe has something applied to it where it's...
Every processed food. Every single piece of food that is not like a fresh fruit has some sort of artificial scent.
But you can tell the difference with them. That's why people like fresh food.
Nah. Also, it'll be April 1st will have passed by next episode.
Yeah.
Then if it turns out this was fake.
No. Okay. Not by when we're recording it.
All right. So we get to check in one more time.
And not by when it's out. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't do an April Fool's prank that's not anywhere near.
Surely.
So you can't just do it like a week and a half out.
No.
Yeah. Go, we got you good.
You got to wait for this April.
Yes.
Yes, that's fair.
Maybe they're trying to make it, but I don't believe in their in them.
Okay. Oh, wow. He's changed the story. He doesn't think they can actually do it. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Well, folks, we got to wrap this up for another week.
Yes, we do.
Check out the YouTube channel. Mm. Give us a subscribe.
Oh, yes.
We'd love that.
Yeah. The videos are pretty good, I reckon.
Feel free to like and subscribe.
Yes.
What about?
Nothing in the middle there. Keep it to your fucking self.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've also got, the Comedy Festival is starting in Melbourne soon. If you're in Canberra, I don't think I've really plugged that on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
This Saturday at 9:30 at the Civic Pub, I'm doing my solo show. Still some tickets left to that. So if you can act on this very quickly, love to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the month of Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Got all our shows on Chimp Cop, Adam Knox, and my show. comedyfestival.com.au for tickets. Filthycasuals.com.au for the rest of our stuff, including the Patreon, where you can get an extra episode every damn week.
So much content is flowing out of us.
Yeah, it's so easy to just fall out.
It's just like an infinite well of content within us.
Totally, I feel...
we're not running dry.
Completely creatively... whatever the opposite of empty is.
It's almost like there's no off position on the dumb fuck switch. All right, folks, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
that was a good smelling episode of Filthy Casuals. You'll have to imagine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.